Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need. the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
'80s, '90s, and more.
I love Jack.
You say, oh, tainted love.
99 Sam XFM.
Oh,
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's Badger Small Conference matchup between the Baraboo Thunderbirds and their guests, the Stoughton Vikings. I am Ben Bromley, thrilled to be joined tonight by Christy Feld. Christy, how are you this evening?
I am excellent. I have to tell you, my key word tonight, balance. I left our office today feeling a little grinchy, and I saw a car and the license plate said peaceful. And I thought, peaceful, grinchy, little bit of balance. I hustled over to Baraboo Senior High School. I saw a JV game. You guess what? It was really balanced.
It was indeed.
It was really balanced. JV lost 35-38, but man, they were in it to the end, and it was an awesome game, and I'm hoping that the rest of the night is going to bring us balance.
Yes, indeed. In the JV action, Stoughton topped Baraboo 38-35. The Thunderbirds' attempt to hit a three to tie the game at the buzzer came too late, so the junior varsity Vikings get a win. We'll see what happens here in the main event. The Baraboo Thunderbirds come in 1-4. They are 0-2 in conference play. The Vikings are 4-3. They are 2-1 in the Badger Small. These two teams met twice last season, with the Vikings claiming both victories. For tonight, the T-Birds, obviously we saw them take one on the chin versus McFarland on Tuesday. Interesting to see how they bounce back here tonight, Christy.
You know, I was a little concerned about our Thunderbirds on Tuesday night, especially knowing that they were going to go into a Thursday night game and a Friday night game, but the gods were with us and let us have a little weather delay, and I was happy for them to have an extra day of rest, because three varsity games and varsity conference games in 1 week, I thought was
a
tall order, to be honest with you.
The Thunderbirds fell 82-55 here at home to McFarland on Tuesday, and as Christy mentioned, they were scheduled to have a home game Thursday, or an away game, I should say, last night at Sauk Prairie. However, Mother Nature intervened. That game has been postponed into next month, so the T-Birds did get an extra night of rest here before their second home game of the week here against these Vikings. So Stoughton last season went 12-14 overall. They were 7-7 in the Badger Small. Most recently, though, they won 40-31 at Sauk Prairie on Tuesday. Now, these two teams do have a common opponent. We mentioned how the Thunderbirds lost to McFarland on Tuesday. These Vikings beat McFarland 62-48. Earlier in the month, so that would seem to indicate that Thunderbirds might have their work cut out for them, Christy.
Boy, I got to tell you what, we must have played Stoughton one of our last games, because they're at the beginning of my book, and I was looking at last year's score. The leading scorers for Stoughton are all players that are playing tonight.
Oh, how about
that?
And,
you know, they had 10 returning varsity players. 7 of those varsity players are seniors. It's a senior-dominated team, and it's led by a triad of guards, Hamacher, Elizabeth Stokes, and junior Kiana Carlin, and they're providing the most points for that team, and they are consistently scoring in double figures and doing what they need to do to get a win.
And we've talked in previous broadcasts, the T-Birds have a young team. They lost a ton of seniors from last year's squad. They come in with a youth movement this year. Their leading scorer coming in is Taylor Spurl, at 15 points a game, followed by Cadence Funmaker, the main senior cog in the starting lineup at 7.5 a game, and Sabrina Hartman down in the low post. She averages 7 points a game. Leading rebounders, that's Hartman again, averaging 14.5 per game, followed by Madeline Gilbert at 5.5. And on the assists, it shouldn't surprise you, the point guard, Cadence Funmaker, leads the Thunderbirds at 3.5 a game, followed by Peyton Stelzer at 1.5 a game. And we see Peyton in uniform, warming up. She'll be active tonight. She wasn't able to make it Tuesday, I'm told, by you, because of travel challenges.
Yeah, she had some travel challenges, but she was back. She was here for the game, but wasn't able to suit up. You know, you look at this team, and obviously they are led by Cadence Funmaker, but that supporting cast of players is really stepping up, and it's been fun to watch them grow in the first games, and especially when you talk about Taylor Spurl leading the way in scoring. You know, she's not timid about driving to the lane. She's not timid about poking up three. And she's also aggressive defensively, and we often find her fighting on the ground for loose balls. I mean, I think
no
she's
doubt.
Just fun to watch. Taylor Bell, too, you know, is seeing more playing action, and the more I see her on the court, the more I think, you know, she's got a point guard delivery in the making, and we're gonna see a lot of good things out of those kids, I think. And
no
Sabrina
doubt.
Hartman, she's leading the division in rebounds.
How about
and
that?
I like that stat.
pretty impressive for a junior first-year varsity starter. And you mentioned the leading scorers already for the Vikings. Ella Hamacher at 16.6 a game, Kiana Carlin at 7.4, followed by Elizabeth Stokes at 6.6 points per game. Leading rebounders are Tangeman at 9.6 per game and Hamacher at 5.6. On the assists, Emma Trouch with 2.4 assists per game and Elizabeth Stokes with 2.2.
You know, I got to talk to Bale a little bit before the game, and I made my own key points to the game. Protect the ball, keep Katie Punmaker out of foul trouble, and contain that triple threat of Hamacher, Stokes, and Carlin. But I talked to Bale. His key points, take care of the ball and rebound.
No doubt. Speaking of taking care of the ball, yeah, the T-Birds do come in averaging 22 turnovers a game, well over and above their 12 assists a game. Those are numbers Coach Bale, I'm sure, would like to improve on.
Yep, and I hope tonight is the start of that improvement.
Well, the clock has hit zero, and the teams are lining up for the national anthem. We will turn things over to Griffin James and the Baraboo High School Pep Band. All right, if you're just joining us here at Baraboo High School, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, alongside Christy Feld. As we have the teams lining up to roll out the starting lineups, let me turn things over to the legend to let us know about tonight's starting lineups.
I decided today that legend is code word for old.
So who's starting tonight
for our visitors? For our
visitors,
Stoughton Vikings, who we talked about, were 2-1 in the conference, 4-3 overall, coached by Brad Pickett. Gracie Schmidt, a 5'7" senior. Gretchen Tangeman, a 6-foot senior. Elizabeth Stokes, a 5'8" senior. Ella Hamacher, a 5'10" senior. And Ella Mogg, a 5'8" junior. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Taylor Spurl, a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 15 points a game. Maddie Gilbert, a 5'10" junior, averaging 4 points a game. Sabrina Hartman, a 5'11" junior, averaging 7 points a game. Kaylin Bell, a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 4 points a game. And Katie Funmaker, a 5'3" senior, averaging 7.5 points a game. I want to point out that Kaylin Bell, she might only be averaging 4 points, but she popped in 12 points in the second half of the contest.
She had a big second half and was one of the few who was really bringing some juice in the second half last night, or Tuesday night.
You know, and that's fun. I made me think that maybe our numbers were a little bit off, that with sports needed to do a little bit more math.
I think you might be right. We're going with what they got, but we'll see.
We are, but I'm going to start going with what I've got, and I've learned to depend on that a little bit.
Well, we talked a little bit about this is a young T-Bird team. They're coming off a season where they went 3-22 last season, 2-12 in the Badger Small. Going young and looking to set the stage for future growth here. As you ran through the opening lineup there, like we talked about, there's only a couple of seniors on this team, one in the starting lineup. Lots of sophomores and juniors are going to see action tonight, and hopefully this is something the T-Birds can build on for this season and next.
Exactly, and we saw a nice group of sophomores and juniors and freshmen on the JV team as well.
Stoughton wearing road black jerseys and shorts, Thunderbirds in their home whites. ready to jump center here at the logo. The ball is in the air. It is tipped to the Vikings. Here comes Stokes. Fires up court to Hamacher. Working around a screen, looking to drive into the lane. Pass intercepted by Cadence Funmaker. There's a turnover. Now the ball's on the floor. Going to call that a jump ball. That'll go to the Thunderbirds.
Well, Stokes was trying to get it to Tangeman, and she was all knotted up with Baraboo Thunderbirds.
Better to be all knotted up than all nutted up, Christy. Spur looking to inbound. Fires deep down court. Finds Funmaker. She'll dribble across the timeline and start the Thunderbird half-court offense. Vikings showing man-to-man look, and they're going to call Cadence for a travel. I honestly looked away and missed it. What are your thoughts, Christy?
Yeah, no, well, actually, she did do that. I want to say that I shut my eyes and didn't see it, too, but I did.
Stoughton basketball there moving to our right here as we face Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium at Baraboo High School. Stoughton on the drive. That's Mog. She gives it up. Hamacher looking to drive. Left side. Kisses it off the glass. No good. Offensive rebound. Batted around. Mog's got that one, but it goes out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. It looks like the Vikings are going to apply some full court pressure here. Looks like a 1-2-2, maybe a 1-3-1.
How can you tell that when they're all bunched up?
I was guessing.
Come on, Ben.
Thunderbirds break the pressure. They're across the timeline. Taylor Spurl on the bounce. Hands to Funmaker. She hands to Taylor Bell. Penetrating, kicking over to Gilbert. She's going to kick it out as well. Back to Spurl for a reset. Spurl looking to drive, left side. On the dribble, floater, 7 feet, good. Taylor Spurl is on the board, so are the Thunderbirds with an early lead.
It's exactly what we were talking about with Taylor Spurl. She's not afraid to drive it into the lane and put it up for two.
Vikings still looking for their first bucket. Hamacher picks up a dribble in the lane, looking for a teammate. Finds Schmidt. Schmidt entry pass to Tangeman on the left block. She is tied up. It is a jump ball. Vikings will keep it. But nice work there on the double team with Cadence Funmaker jumping in, forcing the jump ball. Vikings will inbound from the baseline beneath their basket.
I think the floor needs to be swept. There's a piece of tape
that's causing all kinds of trouble down there.
Yeah.
That's Stokes looking to inbound. Finds Mog. Mog on the dribble drive. Picks it up. Gets it over to Stokes. Stokes into the lane, to the hoop, and scoring through contact. Elizabeth Stokes for two. We are all tied.
Boy, and she did that off balance as well.
Taylor Spurl is going to break some token backcourt pressure, one-on-one. The Vikings remain man-to-man defensively in the half court. They showed a little bit of a zone look in full court. Here's Taylor Spurl, right wing for three. A little short and out of bounds to Stoughton.
I have liked the first two possessions that we have had.
Thunderbirds are getting some good looks.
They are.
On Tuesday night, they struggled.
I didn't feel that way.
In the half court. They got some layups by beating the press in transition. They got some open threes that went down on the first half. That was powering the offense. But when McFarland called off the press, Thunderbirds struggled to score in the half court.
Right.
Entry pass here to Hamacher. Lefty hook is good, and a foul. Nice looking post work. That's some old school Kevin McHale kind of stuff in the paint. Hamacher for two.
That's legend. Maddie Gilbert picks up her first team foul for Baraboo.
And one opportunity. Let's see if Hamacher can finish. Free throw is too long. Into the hands of Gilbert with the rebound. So it's 4-2 Stoughton. We are in the early going here at Baraboo High School. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Thunderbirds, joined by the legend, Christy Feld. There's a nice looking pass on a backdoor cut to Cadence Funmaker.
Oh, I kind of wish she would have followed all the way through.
And she passed when she probably could have gotten a good look at the hoop. On the other end, there's a miss for Hamacher, but the Vikings get the offensive rebound and a reload. Hamacher again, dribbling, stopping, popping in the lane. No good. Sabrina Hartman grabs the rebound, is hacked. No foul. Ball's on the ground. We got to call something here, guys. Ball is out of bounds. It's going to go to the Thunderbirds. I'm going to have a talk with Rex at halftime.
I don't know. I don't carry the roughing credentials that you carry, and I'm 8,000 feet away. But I saw a number of things that I would have blown the whistle on.
Full court pressure again for the Vikings. Here come the Thunderbirds. Cadence Funmaker on the drive. They're moving to our left as we face the court. Nice-looking dish to Sabrina Hartman. Off the glass. Ooh, a little too strong. No good. Sabrina Hartman on a nice-looking dish from Funmaker. Can't finish. Vikings come away with the rebound. Now they're working in their half-court offense. Thunderbirds are playing man-to-man as well. On the drive, that's Mog. Finds a three-point shooter. That's Schmidt, right corner. No good. Nice offensive rebound by Tangeman. Second chance opportunity for the Vikings. They're going to feed Tangeman in the post. She's going to kick it back out. Three-point look is good.
Boy, she was wide open.
Elizabeth Stokes for three.
Boom.
7-2, Stoughton. Baraboo beats the full court pressure. Taylor Spurl's going to stop and pop. Long two. Might have been tipped. Now it's knocked around into the hands of the Vikings. And they are fouled. Noah, take it back. Not fouled. The ball's going to go the other way. It's going to be a turnover, I think. I'm going to sort this out here. I'm not sure who's going to be getting the ball. Yeah, it's going to be Baraboo basketball. Here we have a 30-second timeout.
Okay, what was the call?
Called by Coach Bale. I don't know. Something at midcourt. There's a lot of traffic. If it was a carry.
I'm going to back it up a little bit. You know, the unselfishness of Katie Funmaker, over and over we see that. That's why she leads in assists. And we're going to see it again tonight. And that pass to Hartman is going to come back around, and Hartman's going to hit it. That's my prediction. Hartman's going to be making some buckets from that spot.
Well, that's a timeout because that's a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include Don Larson Superstore and Larson Ford, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. It will be Baraboo basketball. Spurl's going to inbound from the sideline. Thunderbirds had the first bucket, but the Vikings have reeled off seven unanswered. Thunderbirds hoping to break that little streak. 14 minutes to go, first half. Funmaker on the drive. Now she kicks to Bell. Bell finds Gilbert. Swings to Spurl, left wing. Spurl picks up her dribble. Finds Taylor Bell, passes a little too tall. She has to regather. Now she's dribbling into the paint. Finds Funmaker beyond the arc, who in turn finds Gilbert. Gilbert looks to feed Funmaker, who kicks out to Spurl. Three ball, left side, a little short. Off the rim, no good. But she gets a loose ball, and that's a little short as well. Nice hustle, but Thunderbirds couldn't capitalize.
Nice passing by the Thunderbirds on that possession.
Here we have Haumacher on the drive. She picks up her dribble, kicks it out to Mog. Gracie Schmidt's going to stop and pop, 17 feet. Long off the bracket. Taylor Bell's got the rebound, gets it to Funmaker. T-Birds on the move. A couple of subs coming in for the Vikings at the next break. Funmaker fires cross court to Bell. Bell in the lane. 5-foot floater. That's short. A lot of short shots tonight for the T-Birds. 7-2 Stoughton. Stoughton's on the move. Schmidt's pass is out of bounds.
Short shots, but it's a lot more.
It's going to stay
looks.
Here.
A lot more looks than we had earlier this week, in my opinion.
Coming in are Emma Trouch and Marley Burke for the Vikings, replacing Gracie Schmidt and Ella Mogg. Vikings inbounding from the baseline. They find Burke, fresh into the game. She in turn finds Trouch, also fresh to the game. But now they're swinging it around. And there's a little floater, 7 feet out. Marley Burke making an instant impact off the bench. T-Birds nearly throw it away, but they gather. Hey, there's Taylor Bell for three on the right wing. No good. Little long rebound to Burke. 9-2 Stoughton. Thunderbirds need a bucket. Instead, there's a pass to a wide open Emma Trouch under the hoop on the left shot. She kicks off the backboard for two, and it's 11-2. 11 unanswered for the Vikings. There's the pass is stolen away. Nice steal by Haumacher. Now she's on the drive baseline. Kisses off the glass. Good. Inbound pass stolen again. Haumacher in the lane, off the glass, good.
Okay, do I need to?
It is 15-2 Stoughton. They have reeled off 15 unanswered since Taylor Spurl's bucket to open the scoring.
What's that movie that they play the same thing over and
Groundhog Day?
I'm feeling like it's not Christmas Vacation, it's Groundhog Day.
Well, with this break in the action, let's talk a little bit about some of the other Baraboo Thunderbird action coming up. Boys basketball actually has a long break. They are off until next Friday. We're going to have
They're not playing tonight?
No, they are not.
Okay.
We're going to have a doubleheader broadcast for you a week from tonight. The boys and the girls will be playing Lodi at home. The girls tipping at 3:30 and the boys tipping thereafter, so we'll have that for you a week from tonight. Girls hockey is hosting Northland Pines also next Friday. Boys hockey has a tournament at Stoughton on Thursday. How about that? Head right on December 26th, head on the road for a hockey tournament. Wrestling team has an invitational at lacrosse next Friday.
Those hockey guys don't rest.
Right, they're used to traveling and
you bet.
Building their family lives
you
around
bet. They have to go
hockey.
8,000 miles for every single weekend.
Oh, look, we're in Hayward. Oh, lovely. Let's do the Birkebeiner while we're here.
Exactly.
It is Stoughton 15, Baraboo 2. Coach Bale took the timeout after that rough stretch of turnovers and layups. Vikings showing full court pressure. Passes batted away out of bounds. T-Birds are going to keep it.
Okay, four times the charm.
Thunderbird struggling with this full court pressure. Here we have a substitute for the Vikings. Joy Johnson will check in, replacing Gretchen Tangeman. Taylor Spurl on the inbound, on the baseline. You'd love to see the T-Birds burn them deep a couple times here.
Yeah, exactly.
Get them out of this pressure and put some points on the board.
There
and that's
go,
exactly
right
what they did. Oh, boy. Nice looking pass
from Sabrina.
From Maddie. Sabrina Hartman misses her first attempt but hits the second one. And it's 15-4. That's exactly what the T-Birds needed to do. Maddie Gilbert, the long pass to Hartman. Results in a bucket. Vikings miss but reload. And they're going to get Emma Trouch for steps.
All right, tell them what they need to do this time. Ben, you called it last time. Call it again.
Same thing. Best way to get your opponent out of this full court pressure is to beat them deep for a few layups.
Absolutely.
Spurl on the sideline this time. Finds Bell. Some kind of a man-to-man type look here. In any event, they beat the pressure. They're across the timeline and setting things up in the half court. Spurl fires cross court to Funmaker. Funmaker gets into the lane. Kicks out. Bell on the dribble. She's in the lane. Turn around. Kisses that one off the rim. No good. Vikings with the rebound. Elizabeth Stokes finds Trouch. Trouch gets all the way to the right block and scores off the glass. She's got 4 points off the bench.
And a freshman. I only have her for two. Did she get one of the steals?
That's what I've got. But I've been wrong before. Here we got the ball on the floor. Call here is doing Baraboo basketball, and we got another sub coming in. Check my math.
You have 4 for Hamacher?
I'm 6 for Hamacher. Ella Mogg checks in. We'll do some math at the next break. I always trust your math over mine. Caden's Funmaker on the inbound. She finds Taylor Spurl.
It's because I use my fingers.
Spurl is double teamed and fouled. Shockingly, this does add up to 17.
Which one is different? Okay, thank you.
Thunderbirds get the inbound in to Taylen Bell. She'll get it back out to Funmaker at the logo. T-Birds will get things set up. Funmaker, nice pass,
nice,
and a backdoor cut by Maddie Gilbert. She kisses it off the glass on the left side for her first two. It's Stoughton 17, Baraboo 6. 10.5 to go, first half. Meanwhile, the Vikings get some penetration from Mogg. Her shot is long off the glass. T-Birds get the rebound and draw a foul.
Mogg's going to pick up her first team foul for Stoughton at the 10-minute mark.
So the T-Birds have stabilized a bit here. There was a rough stretch there. They struggled with this full-court pressure. They scored their last two of the last three times down the floor. Vikings remain in the trap. Full court pressure. Caden Funmaker is fouled as she weaved through the pressure.
We'll pick up her first and second team.
Baraboo basketball. They're going to have a sideline inbound, and we're going to have another substitution here. The Vikings will bring Gracie Schmidt back onto the floor. She is going to replace Marley Burke. Give the Vikings credit. They've had some nice bench scoring.
Yep, for sure.
Inbound goes to Sabrina Hartman. She kicks it out to Gilbert. That ball is knocked away. Nice looking steal. Hamacher goes the distance off the glass. No good. Johnson with the putback. That's no good. Sabrina Hartman gets the rebound. Aye, aye, aye. They're going to call that a tie-up. It'll stay with the Thunderbirds. Sabrina Hartman's going to have to keep the ball up high. They're not going to do her any favors under the paint, under the hoop, it looks like. A couple more subs coming in. We've got Gretchen Tangeman and Elizabeth Stokes checking back in, replacing Johnson and Hamacher. Inbound pass is off the fingertips of Maddie Gilbert. Turnover. Stoughton's got it. Here comes Stokes looking to penetrate. Sweet dish into the lane. Tangeman's shot is off the mark, but she is fouled. And she'll go to the line for two shots. Sydney Dobush reporting. We'll see her for the first time tonight. And it looks like Peyton Stelzer as well.
Taylan Bell is picking up her first foul.
Stoughton 17, Baraboo 6.
Shucks, I'm missing a foul as well. Ben, we need a Christmas vacation.
First free throw is in and out. No good. So Stelzer is going to replace Maddie Gilbert. Dobush will replace Cadence Funmaker.
You know, you talk about the Stoughton bench. Only three kids, one of them is a freshman, didn't have varsity experience from last year.
How about that? Second free throw is in the air and good. For Tangeman, so she's on the board. It's 18-6. Baraboo looking to dribble through that full court pressure. Spurl does just that. Gets a screen from Hartman. Dishes to Dobush. She's trapped. Kicks it out. Taylan Bell now on the drive. Picks it up. Passes batted away. Loose ball comes away to Trouch. Layup. Good. Emma Trouch having a big first half off the bench for Stoughton. 20-6 Vikings. We saw this a little bit Tuesday with the T-Birds. Sometimes struggle to make things happen in their half court. They've been better tonight, finding some nice backdoor passes and cuts. They could use one right here. Taylan Bell on the bounce. Finds Spurl. Pass is stolen away by the Vikings. That's another turnover. Ends up in the hands of Gracie Schmidt. She finds Elizabeth Stokes. Schmidt now on the drive. Oh, nice pass into the paint.
Oh.
Shot denied for Tangeman. Ball is loose. Peyton Stelzer with some nice defense. And we've got a jump ball that'll stay here with the Vikings.
I like that.
Stoughton's done a nice job of getting that wide open look right in the middle of the lane.
They
T-Birds are going to have to squelch that.
Yep. Well, Peyton Stelzer is on the road to squelching it. And we'll take that.
Funmaker returns, replacing Bell. Vikings are going to inbound from the baseline. That's Stokes. Finds Mog. Mog, baseline, cut off by Stelzer. Trouch now gets to the right block. Her shot is off the mark, off the rim. Hartman with the rebound, gets it to Funmaker. T-Birds looking to run a little bit. Now they'll tap the brakes, see if they can work their half-court offense. Dobush picks up her dribble at the free throw line, finds Funmaker right wing, feeding Hartman, who in turn feeds Spurl for three, no good. Vikings with the rebound. T-Birds haven't been able to find the range from distance. And there's a pass off the hands of the Thunderbirds. It'll stay with Stoughton. A couple of subs coming in for the T-Birds. Our first look at Ella Pierce.
And that gets a little bit frustrating. You know, in the first half, last time they had four three-point baskets in a short period of time. And when you haven't hit your mark yet, it's a little frustrating.
Ella Hamacher returns for the Vikings. And Meadow Sawicki makes her debut.
This was the first list of players, Ben, where I didn't have any questions on how to say it.
We're probably still getting it wrong, but I
talked to the coach.
Okay, nice work.
You're doing okay. You know I'll correct you.
I know you will. Here we've got an offensive foul down in the low block. Ella Hamacher called for the foul. Turnover to the Thunderbirds.
That's the second one for Hamacher.
Inbound, heading toward the sideline. Can the T-Birds save it? They cannot. They're going to give him a turnover right back.
Katie Funmaker out there showing the girls how they got to put your hand up. Put your arm up.
Right.
You want me to pass it to you? Show me.
Give the passer a target. That's always a good idea. So it's going to be Viking inbound from the sideline beneath their basket. Stoughton leads Baraboo 20-6. Stokes inbounds. That's Hamacher looking to drive left side. She does just that, kisses it off the glass. You can see that she's a lefty who likes to drive left and kiss it off the glass from that side. T-Birds need to adjust. It's 22-6. And there's another pass intercepted. Stokes got that one. Hamacher had the ball knocked away by Funmaker, whose hustle prevented a layup, but it will be Stoughton basketball.
And you know what the best part about it is? No foul.
Good defense, good hustle, no foul.
Absolutely.
Stokes looks the inbound from the baseline.
Oh.
That's a little too easy as she found Tangeman, who missed from point-blank range. T-Birds come away with the rebound. Cadence Funmaker with the ball. Needs help from a teammate. Picked up a dribble. There's another pass intercepted. T-Birds with several turnovers on consecutive possessions. Elizabeth Stokes looking to lay it up on the other end. Her shot is off the mark, but she is fouled. We're going to shoot two.
Sydney Dobosch picks up her first, team third.
Stokes at the line. She's got five here in the first half. Her first attempt is in the air and good.
Stokes.
She is stoked. Marley Burke returns for the Vikings, replacing Gracie Schmidt. Stoughton 23, Baraboo 6, 7 minutes to go, first half. Stokes' second attempt in the ball in the air and good. She's got kind of a knuckleball, but it's going in.
Yeah.
18-point lead for the visitors. T-Birds need some buckets. They need to go on a run here. And they draw a foul. That's Katie Funmaker driving and drawing a foul.
Marley Burke going, me?
What, me? It's just too late in the game to be in single digits. T-Birds need to put the ball in the hoop. Burke called for the foul. Now we are getting to the point where the Vikings have five team fouls. The T-Birds perhaps could do some damage from the line down the stretch here in the first half. Meanwhile, they got Maddie Gilbert, three-point look. Left wing,
yes.
That's a thunderbolt. Oh, the Thunderbirds off the glass. The Baraboo State bank shot is open late. It's 24-9.
The seal is broken on three-pointers.
That's true. It's been tough going. And they're gonna get another Viking for steps. That's Sawicki called for the travel. Taylan Bell returns for the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, I think I shared with you that I think it's the 50th year of Baraboo women's basketball. I think 9-24 used to be the final scores back in the 70s. Woo, we got 24.
Emma Trouch returns for Stoughton, replacing Hamacher. T-Birds with the ball. Looking to build a little momentum here. And there we got a block call right on the arc as Taylan Bell was dribbling. It'll be a Baraboo basketball on the sideline, but that is going to be six team fouls for Stoughton.
Ooh, jeepers. There we go. There's my missing one and the one.
See, we're going to get this all fixed yet.
I know, and I think that if you say it, you're going to write it down. That's why.
Inbound to the T-Birds. Dobosch kicks it out. Maddie Gilbert for three. Right wing, a little strong. Rebound to the Vikings. Good open look, though. Elizabeth Stokes on the dribble, fires up court to Trouch. Trouch finds Tangeman on the right block. She kisses it in for two, her first field goal, and it's 26-9 Vikings.
Boy, they have somebody in that spot every single time.
They're getting good looks at the hoop.
Absolutely.
In the points in the paint definitely favor Stoughton in the first half. Dobosch on the dribble, finds Bell. Out to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to fire for three again. Left wing, that's another thunderbolt. Oh, the Thunderbirds, Maddie Gilbert with another triple. She is the Thunderbirds' leading scorer, has half the team's points. Trouch on the dribble, picks it up at the right block, kicks it out. This is going to be a long two for Sawicki, no good. And the rebound is tied up. That's going to go to the Thunderbirds. We're going to have a few subs coming in. We're going to have Ella Mogg return for the Vikings. And for the Thunderbirds, a couple of the starters, Taylor Spurl and Sabrina Hartman, return. They're going to replace Pierce and Dobush.
I thought Pierce and Katie Funmaker were going to fight over the rebound.
Plenty of spirit.
Indeed.
It's Stoughton 26, Baraboo 12. Ticking down to 5.5 minutes to go first half. Katie Funmaker on the dribble, hands to Spurl on the right sideline. Spurl picks up her dribble. Oh, nice idea to find Sabrina Hartman. Tough pass to handle. It gets away. Turnover. Vikings looking to score the other way. Nope, they're going to get Ella Mogg for a travel. The refs have been tight on that travel. Take
they
a little
have.
Half step. You're going to get a whistle.
Boy, I'd love to see Taylor Spurl do that same pass again.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. It's a tough pass to make and to catch. Spurl picks up her dribble. Beyond the arc, finds Funmaker at the logo. Thunderbirds trail by 14. Taylan Bell on the drive, finds Hartman. She's going to go to work on the right block. Kick it out. No, her pass is intercepted. Out. In front is Trouch. Her shot attempt is no good. Hartman comes away with the rebound and kept it up high. That's good to